Yam Shel Shlomo, just in terms of Musar, the Marshal, the Yam Shel Shlomo, the full in Parakhes, Simon Kuf, he is of the opinion that Psar Of and Chala is Osimido Raisa. And he refers to the Gemaras that we mentioned at the end last time. He says it's true. The Gemara was able to work out the Shita of Akiva and the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel. The Akiva says that Psar Of Sala Dabonan. And so the implications were otherwise. So again, I'm not going to go over again, but we mentioned last time in the Avon Rashids that the Gemara got out of it, right? The Gemara said, no, you can explain like in the beginning. It says, Kala Boser. So that also, so yeah, it means also sometimes the rice, sometimes the rabbanan. There's ways to get out of it, but the marshal is of the opinion of Yam Shel Shlomo that those are terutzim, and that the simple reading is that Psar Of was in fact the oraisa. So the Gemara, having established in the Mishnah the beginning of the parak that it could be the Bekiva, so the later Mishnah also about Mala al Shulchan, again we discussed this last time, is also workable according to Mekiva, but the language of the Marashal is Abel Ein Zehechre. It doesn't mean that that's automatically the way you read the sugya. You can read the sugya that way, and he felt it's a possibility, but Lahalacha, he assumes that Basar Cholov, Basar Chaya, and Basar Of, and Cholov is Osir Del Raisa, and therefore, basically the Halacha is not like a Mekiva, not like a Saglili, but like the other sheet. In the back of the rush, and that rush, it's in the Ches and the Aleph, so the Hakos and the Bach that are printed on the page. I didn't bring the Gemara, it came from a meeting, but if you look it up, you can see that there's Hakos and Bach on that rush. It's in the Perkes and the Nun Aleph and Oz Gimel. He brings the Sheet of Tosis, there is this third in the Phantom Sheet that doesn't appear explicitly in the Mishnah, that Psar Of and Psar Chai is also in HaTorah. Again, the basic idea is that anything which is subject, because the Pasuk links, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'e links Nevela and Basar Bechalav, the same Pasuk that says Losil Hashem Lila Chalimom in Parshas Re'e, not in the other two places, but in Parshas Re'e begins by speaking about Nevela. So anything which is subject to the Din of Nevela, which includes Chaya and Of, so is also subject to Basar Bechalav on a Daraisa level. And so that's the Bach quotes Tosis like that. And he says that that's the halacha. We pass him like this shita, okay? And it's not a problem of halacha kebekiva mechavei ro, because it's not mechavei ro, it's mechavei ro. This is the Tanakhama, this is the Chachamim. The Bekiva is there for the minority, and that's how the Bach passes here. The Bach also passes like that in the Bach on the tour, in Simit Pei Zayin. And there, I just want to throw out, we're not going to talk about it, we can't talk about everything. But there's a further machlokas that the Bach talks about there in Simon Pei Zayin. First of all, he points out that not everybody agrees that just because something is also in the Darbonim only by an Achila, just because it's also Achila in the Darbonim means it's automatically mutter in Bishol Hano. The Shulchan Aruch says like that. We paskin that since Psar Of or Psar Mehem Tmei and so on, is also b'chol of only drabana levels. That's only the only issue is achila. Drabana did not extend the issue to bishul hano, and the Bach's not so convinced of that. Okay, the Bach says that it could be that even something which is also midrabana. That's even according to Mekiva, the Bach says that psar of b'chol of is drabana, but it's still also bishul hano, also drabana. It's not automatic. We're used to thinking that way because that's how we pass it. But I'm just showing you that the Bach passes out that way. He said, Rabbi Kiva who will say, or according to Rabbi Kiva who said, Psar Of B'Cholav is also B'Achil of Darbonim, will hold Psar Of B'Cholav is also Asu of Darbonim, Achil and Ano. Same thing. But in terms of Aaron, then the Bach speaks at the end, and again, he brings this Tosis, that there is a Shitas Chachamim, that says Psar Chayim Of is also Darais of Cholav, and that's the Halacha, because Rabbi Kiva, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva Mechami Rav, and the Bach writes that even though the Rosh holds the Rif, we mentioned the last time, there is no such third shita. The language of the Bach has become makom kosher lahakom negaratosis. Right, that's a shot on our page quote. It's kosher lahakom negaratosis. That's what Tosis says, and therefore, there's an issue doraisa. Okay, Psar Of and Chaya, it's no different. There's no difference between Psar Of and Psar Chaya and Psar Behema in terms of the Isra Achila. It's and therefore same thing in terms of the Isra Bishul. All of this is going to be us to be daraisa, as long as we're talking about a kosher oath, a kosher chayah and so on, tahora. Again, as far as the behemoth tamei and so on, so then he said it's also b'achila on drabonon, but he said that it's a drabonon will extend to bishul hanah too. And that's what we saw last time the Shafis agrees, And he says, even though the Bach writes it's a kosher hokel negatosis, okay, we do pass it against tosis. It will be the first time. And he says, that's the das of Rov HaPosim. The Beis Yosef, there on the tour, just put it in the Maamar Kovot. And he saw the Beis Yosef on the tour, the Masa Ubdi, says that it's poshut, lekula alma mutam in the Torah. Psar Ov, the Cholam, the Beis Yosef, the Lashon, is poshut, the Torah, everybody's mutam. So it's not everybody. But he feels that that's the overwhelming role. Okay, he says, Psar Chai is a machokas of a kiva, and Yosef Glili, and the Torah Paschans like a kiva, that's also only the Rabbanon. And that's why the Torah writes, Chai of Ov, you know, is the Hainam in the Torah. And that's how the Rosh says, that's what the Rif says, the Rama, the Rashmoah, and so on and so forth. As far as Rishul and Hanoah, there he paskins the Beis Yosef as he does later on in Shulchan Aruch. He paskins that's only us and Rabbanon. I'm sorry, that's Mutter even Rabbanon. Only Bishul, only Achila rather, is us and Doraisa. Okay, enough on that subject. Again, we paskin the Psar Of, Psar Chaya is us and Rabbanon. There's a famous theory of the Rambam. You take a look, the Rambam by us, which we saw last time, the Rambam by us says the Psar Of and Psar Chaya is Rabbanon, which is how we paskin again, the Kol is Rabbanon. Take a look on the sheets, 42, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrin, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. What the Rambam is discussing there is the issue of Bal Tosif and Bal Tikva. It's an important Rambam in general, even without the subject of Bosom Chol, because we wonder if there's an issue of Bal Tosif, you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs, right? We had yesterday's leaning, that Odo Rishon made a mistake, he violated Bal Tosif, so to speak, because he told Chava that you're not allowed to eat from the tree, you're not allowed to touch the tree, right? So the Nachash pushed her into, you know what I'm talking about, right? The Nachash pushed her into the tree, so nothing happened, so now nothing's going to happen to eat from the tree, right? So that was a mistake. So what do you mean it was a mistake? The Rishon was goes there together, the Rabbanon, so to speak, right? You warn them, don't even touch it, right? Sometimes you tell a little child, don't touch the lamp. But then there might be a play with it, don't touch it, don't touch it, you drop it, you break it. Okay, don't touch the Yesering. Every year there's a problem, a little kid played with the Yesering and broke the pickup, right? So don't touch the Yesering altogether. So don't touch, that's all the Rishon did. So the question is, how does Bal Tosif work? We have an Isser of Bal Tosif, so how does Bal Tosif work? If you if somebody loads a din of Darabonim, would seem to be a violation of Bal Tosif. So first, in general, we should know, it's not our subject right now, but there's different types of Bal Tosif. Okay, some, there's really two different major categories of Bal Tosif. Sometimes Bal Tosif is within a particular mitzvah, right? Within a mitzvah. You're not allowed to, we have Arba Minim on Sukkos we just had, so let's say a person takes a lulav, a hadassim, a rovis, and an esrig, and a banana. So that's Bal Tosif, because he's holding 5 minim together instead of 4. That's one type of Bal Tosif. But the example, you have 5 parshas in the tefillin. Instead of the Shema, I'm sure Kadosh, this guy wants to put in also his bar mitzvah parsha. He's going to put that into the tefillin also. So that's also or by Birchas Kohen, the person say a 4th pasuk. Okay, there are a lot of parameters in how that Bal Tosif works. Sometimes you have a question a post can discuss. You have to the Kohanim finish duchening. So the person gives me a shkayach, I says, Baruch Tia. Is that another bracha? Right? That's okay, so then he's off the ducha now, he's at whatever they were saying. Be careful, the Kohanim can't, even the Kohen is in a good mood, let's say, and he wants to give a bracha, so in addition to the 4 psukim, he's going to say another pasuk, there's other psukim in the Chumash that are bracha, that would be Bal Tosif. So that's within a mitzvah. But then there's another category of Bal Tosif, which is adding a totally different mitzvah altogether, not adding within the mechanics of a particular mitzvah, but rather adding a different mitzvah. The Isser of Bal Tosif appears in 2 places in the Chumash, once in Parshas Lezchanan and once in Parshas Re'eh. So there's literature about the Netziv is a very interesting beer. You know, and others, earlier than the Netziv, basically say that these two different psukim are talking about two different situations. One basically is an azhar on Bezdin, on people who can make a law, right? Someone's going to make a din, that from now on Tuesdays at 12 noon, everyone has to stand on their heads and make such a law, that would be Bal Tosif, right? On an adding the mitzvah level, right? And that's more addressed to Bezdin, so to speak, to the community, to Kalakal Yisrael as an entity. And the other psukim address it within each individual mitzvah. Anyway, there's stuff to talk about there, which is not for right now. But in any event, the Rambam was wondering. So if you look in this, it's good to see inside. Perek Beis and Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Tes. Hol v'yeshul Bezdin lizor v'lesor dovar mutar v'yamod isur l'doros v'chein yesh lahen lahatir isur etor l'fishah. Bezdin are permitted to add the Zer, the Rabbanon, that's going to last forever. They're allowed to make a rule. Well, let's say a mitzvah or a din, like a Megillah or a Neres on Hanukkah or something. right? So so once in a while, the chacham can even be matir. That they can't do for all time. They can't undo a mitzvah in the Torah forever. But with the shah, the tzara shah, or rosh shah, sometimes they can even be matir with the mitzvah in the Torah. So if that's the case, the Rambam asks, mahu zeh sheizhira Torah lo sosif olav lo sigur meno. What happened to Baal Tosif and Baal Nala to add mitzvah, Nala to take away mitzvahs? Shalom hosif al divrei Torah v'lo lingro amen v'lingro adobo l'om v'dobo shem in the Torah v'ein the Torah shemotah v'ein the Torah shemotah. He says, Ketzah, he says, the idea is you're not allowed to add on to the words of the Torah. You're not allowed to claim that this is what the Torah says. Because the Rabbanan are not allowed to say that they're dinin, that they're adding on. This is a Doraisa. Asus yagla Torah, they can make a fence around the Torah or the passing the end of Achimos. Shmartemis, Mishmarti, Asu Mishmaris, Mishmarti, that they can do. But they have to be clear. This is a rabbinic rule. There's a din Rabbah. And they're nafkaminis. Fake other nafkaminis, right? But there's a din. The Rabbanah are allowed to get on mitzvahs, but not claim that it's Doraisa. If they claim that it's Doraisa, that could be a violation of Baal Tosif. They claim that it's only Rabbanah. That's what they say the mistake was. That Adam Rishon claimed that the not touching the tree, that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say not to touch the tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said don't eat from the tree. When he presented this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said don't touch the tree. So then already that led to trouble. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that. Siyag is okay, but you can't claim that it's in the Torah. So the Rambam writes Ketzah. The third line. Harei kasu v'tara lo svashav dima chalei v'mol. Our pasuk calls Vasha Bimichalei v'mol. In Pia Shmuel lomdu shezeh ha-kasu v'osu l'vasha v'lecho v'osu m'cholo. Bein b'sar behema, bein b'sar chaya. Ha-b'sar of mutar b'chol min ha-Torah. Okay, he says that Isser has presented in the Torah of Lo Savashim Dibachal Emo, that applies to b'sar behema, b'sar chaya. Ha-b'sar of mutar b'chol min ha-Torah. B'sar of is mutar min ha-Torah. Im yovo bezdin v'yatir b'sar chaya b'chol of ha-reza gareh. If a bezdin will come and say, no, b'sar chaya is mutar midaraisa, that's a violation of Baal Tigra. You're detracting from the mitzvahs. And the reverse, in Yesor B'sar Ha'ov, if they'll Aser B'sar Ha'ov, okay, V'yomar Shehu B'chlal Ha'gedi, V'hu Osem HaTorah, and they'll say that no, Lo Samash Ha'gedi includes B'sar Ha'ov as well, and it'll be Osem HaDoraisa, that would be Ha'reiz HaMosif. That's an Yesor Baal Tosif. Aval, Im Omar B'sar Ha'ov, Mutam HaTorah, V'onu Nesar Oso. If the Rabban acknowledges Sar Oaf, technically speaking, Sar Oaf is Mutter Midaraisa. But we are hereby answering it for reasons X, Y, and Z, whatever, right? We're answering it, okay? That's different. He says, Adon Asar, also when Odia Lehem Shuk Zera Shalom Yavin and Dabra Chova, that we keep people away from Averis and so on. The Omra Oaf, Mutter Midaraisa, Sparish, Kacha, Chai, Mutter, Shalom, Shalom, Sparish, because people come and say, well, Oaf is mutter. You know why? Because it never says anything about Oaf in the pasuk. And the next guy will be a smart guy and he'll say, well, wait a minute. It doesn't say anything about Chaya either. Right? Gedi is a behemoth. It doesn't say about Chaya either. So it'll lead to a person making a mistake and so on. And that's a violation of Baal Tosif. That's the Rambam, Hilchos Mamon, Parag Beis, Halacha Tet. So the problem is, okay, the problem, Psar Oaf is not a problem. The Rambam is paskening clearly. Psar Oaf is drabonim. To the point that he says, uses that as the example, that if someone will claim that Psar Oaf is Midaraisa, that's an Isser of Baal Tosif. Okay? But the Rambam also says that Psar Chaya is Midaraisa. And that's in direct steering to the Rambam by us, right? The Rambam Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Where was it again? This one on the Rambam in front? The Rambam said openly that Psar Chaya is like Psar Oaf, it's only Isser Darbonan. So we have a dramatic or clear steer in the Rambam, so he writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he writes in Hilchos Mamrim. It's a problem. Hilchos Mamrim, he assumes Psar Chaya is Midaraisa, Asa Midaraisa, B'cholov, and therefore lumped together with Behemoth, whereas in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he lumps Psar Chaya together with Psar Oaf, but it's only Asa Darbonan. So it's a problem. So that's what quite a number of the Nosei Kelim try to deal with, and that's what I just want to present to you today, to finish up with this sugya. So the Kesef Mishnah, there in Hilchos Mamrim, okay, there in Hilchos Mamrim is obviously sensitive to this problem. By the way, the Ravid, I'm not reading the Ravid, so the Ravid on that Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, has a tiny against some things that the Rambam says, but he doesn't find about this, because the Ravid does not bring this problem up. Okay, he has other objections, but he doesn't give it, doesn't say that it's a steer to the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah in 43, the Kesef Mishnah there in paragraph of his mom writes, Alma Shekhozim wrote a poem, be a shmuel, love, which is also, Zesh also a cousin said, too, name Sarva Sarkov Kosher, Masha Kosher, the paragraph has Machos or Suras, Sarkhai, and on the very sofa. Okay, so what's going on? So the Kesef Mishnah answers, be a shlomar, the wholesome kushta the milsa komar, Shaposa kevikim. The halacha is like he writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. That yes, Psar Chaya, like Psar Ol, is also Machalos Ol Gavon. That's the halacha. What Rama put in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, that's what he meant, halacha lemaisa, says the Beis Yosef. Kol Makom, notes, we saw this last time. Kevin the Chazil, the Gemara, the Levi, Ikla, Levei, whatever, I went to that bird trapper and so on. And it was the Asur, the Besudim, Sarah, you know, remember the Gemara said, we saw at the end there, Kuf Design, the Gemara says that they were serving Saro from this type of, what was it, a peacock or something like that, and Cholov, and he didn't say anything. Remember, Levi went to this place, right? That was in the Gemara. So he says there were people who followed that, just like he said there were people who followed the Heter of Rebbe Lezer by Machshir and Mila on Shabbos. The community of Rebbe Lezer, they followed. They allowed even not only bris mila on Shabbos, an actual bris mila, allowed even machshir mila on Shabbos, which is not like the chafal hold. And they followed the Rebbe Lezer in his town, that's parakel Lezer the mila. So too, they followed the Rebbe Yosef Glili. So Kesef Mishnah says, well, since there was such a shita, okay, since there was such a shita, what the Rambam basically means to say is that according to that shita, this is a good illustration he's trying to point out in Hilchos Mamre. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah says what the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre about Psar Chaya being Midoraisa is not because he paskins that way. He paskins when he paskins Hilchos Machalos Asuras. But there was another sheet. It was a sheet that was accepted, at least for a while, in some communities. So the Rambam felt that Hilchos Mamre, he's not paskining about Bosa Machalos. He's trying to give an example of, you know, what would be Baal Tigre and Baal Tosef, so says the Kesef Mishnah, Aliba to that Shita, you know, so really, Sataka, this is an example of Baal Tigre and Baal Tosef. That, you know, that's how the Kesef Mishnah kind of slips out of it, right? It's just an example according to that Shita. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that he picked that because he wanted to find the halacha where you can have an example of Baal Tosef, a clear example from Shas of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigre within the exact same mitzvah. Okay, that was an example that the Gemara has according to one shita. Happens to me, we don't paskal halacha lemaisa like that shita. But according to one shita, the crazy in the Gemara, you have an example of Baal Tigre and Baal Tosef in the same case, and that's what the Rambam picks. And that's but it only works according to the Yosef Aglili. So he brought an example, but in terms of din, in terms of Psak Halacha, he passed the Kiva the Psak Chai is not in the Torah. That's the Rama. The Rabba, yeah. That's the Kesef Mishnah, yeah.
Just a question. I know that we saw lots of the other Mishnah weren't happy with this. The Rambam's at Kultur Akula. Why would you pick an example?
I don't have a good answer. I can't say, you know, since you asked it, I can't say the Kesef Mishnah is that intellectually satisfying. In terms of answering the Rambam, and the fact is, we'll see momentarily, others give different teruzim, so, you're right, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me.
Is this the best example possible? Is that what it is?
That's the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know why. It requires thought. I don't have a good answer for that. The Kesef Mishnah says this was a good example, okay, of you know, where you have different categories, some are Daraisa, some are the Rabbanan, so one can. He wanted to give an example where, from the same set of halachas, where something is Daraisa, so if you say that it's Drabbanan, it's Baal Tigre. Okay, if you say it's not Daraisa, it's Baal Tigre. And that same area of Halacha, we have something that's Drabbanan, you're going to say that it's Daraisa, that's Baal Tosef. He's trying to give an example. Can you come up with other cases that you probably could? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. But your question is still well taken. Is that the best example? I don't know. I guess the Rambam thought it was a good example. Again, I think with the Kesef Mishnah, Radvaz says more or less the same thing. The next source of advice there again, Hilchos Mamre, on the side of the page, Hilchos Mamre. Okay, he says, and he begins with acknowledging the opening words of 44, and again, it's the end of the Radvaz, but I only put that part of it. Aval Yesh Kushi Gedola. I mean, it's not a partial thing. I mean, this is, you know, Aval Yesh Kushi Gedola, Vidibra Venom, Viday Adi Day. I mean, Radvaz acknowledges, this is a major kasha, the Rambam Sos himself, the Steve and Abay. That's what he says. Shekasa Paraktefa Masur is one way. Okay, and he writes in the second line, by the way, take well, as we don't think. Shekasa Paraktefa Masmachos Asur is a chayim sar chai, well, bein b'chol of chai, bein b'chol of chai, ain't also b'chil na Torah. Behokuk so, kasa the b'sar chai min ha Torah. The Tamati al Ravid Zalam, I'm also astounded the Ravid didn't jump down the Ravid's throat. Right? I mean, the Ravid usually is not shy about, criticizing the Rambam. So the Ravid is wondering, why did the Ravid pipe up and say, what are you saying? We're talking about it. It's not like, you said otherwise the other day. Or at least I hold otherwise. And so he doesn't say anything. So he also says, the terrorist, the Psar Chayiv, the Ploter of Akiva Yisrael Galili. Okay, it's a machlokas, we saw Akiva Yisrael Galili. Oh, God, the Hilchasov, Pasuk of Akiva. Which, by the way, shows as a side point, the Ravid does not buy into that. They're being a third sheet there, by the way. About oath, not my point is, but you notice that he brings in that we pass like a Akiva, because halacha of Akiva chaveiro, which means he rejects that posus, that the marshal and the bach held by that there's this third sheet. But anyway, he says, "Hilchos kavasim chaveiro." I'm a muscle shehevi, and he gave an example. Shehevi lo chashas lavio leave the lavio said leave mishum dalibe mosiv v'garei bosu v'chalav. It's the same thing. He didn't mind bringing a. I was in Paskin that way because you have both Gorea and Mosef within the same thing. Okay, so that's more or less the is it the best answer? I don't know. All right, is that the best example you come up with? I'm not sure. But again, it's something you do have in the Gemara. Okay, and again, Halacha Paskin of Akiva, no question. It's only Garbonon, and he gave an example because according to the sheet, you have again both Baltosif and Baltigri. You have Baltosif because of Psar Chayiv Min HaTorah, like Rabbi Yosef Galili says, even though it's not written Beferish, okay? And in fact, even Behemoth's not written Beferish, only Gedi is written, okay? So then that leaves you the room to be violated. Baltosif, you say Gedi, it means more than that, okay? And that would be Baltosif. Baltigri would be that Psar Chayiv is not Min HaTorah. Okay, again, because it doesn't say behema, so that would be, to answer your question, I think, it's a case where you need, let me take a step back, but I think both the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbah saying even more, more explicitly, is that you don't have a clear formulation in the Torah. In other words, we're looking for a case of Baltosif and Baltigra in a place where we need a Droshas Chazal to explain. The Torah just says Gedi. So I would not be wrong in terms of Pshuto Shemikra and saying, well, maybe the whole din of Basim Chalav applies, I think I mentioned this last time, applies only to Gedi, and that's it, not to any other type of creature, behemoth, not even other behemoths, let alone Chayas and Ophas, right? I mean, which the Gemara entertains, right? The Gemara asks, how do you know if it doesn't have an answer? Well, say Gedi, Izim, whatever. But if I just saw the word Gedi, that's it, maybe, why should that be? I don't know, it's Zeres HaKosim, right? Well, why should Gedi be that? I don't know. Whatever the answer will be, it's Zeres HaKosim. So, rather, we need the Chazal's interpretation. So I think that's what Ravaz is driving at. Once we need the Chazal's interpretation, so now he gives an example of where you got to be careful in terms of both Baltigra and Baltosis to how far you take it. I think, so maybe it is the best example. It's hard to think of other examples. These are, if I'm addressing your question, so that's a little bit maybe what the Ravaz is driving at. The Lechem Mishnah over there, okay, Lechem Mishnah, over there, one of the reasons that I wasn't so hesitant to say that the Kesef Mishnah's response is not that intellectually satisfying, it's the Lechem Mishnah said it. Okay, the Lechem Mishnah says it, and there in Hilchos Mamrim, he says, Basha Kosha, Rabbeinu, and so on, to steer the Rambam, he writes in the second line, Kvar Kosa, Rab Kesef Mishnah, the Tarek B'dochak. So the Lechem Mishnah already says the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz is offhand, it strikes us as a Bedochim Teretz Azu. I wouldn't have the honor to say it necessarily, but once the Lechem Mishnah opened the door, so he said it, right? He says a Bedochim Dikin Teretz, okay? He quotes others say it, he quotes Mary Bechaviv, okay? But anyway, he acknowledges, but here he doesn't finish the punchline. He says, all he says is here, well, Medivashneim Nilmot Shekan Rabbeinu Lo Kiven Lipsak Halacha. You have to come back and say that Hilchos Mamrim, where after all the Rambam is not looking to Paskin per se about Bosu Cholo, he's trying to give an example that's relevant there to Hilchos Mamrim about Tosu Maltigra. So, Lo Kiva and Lipsak Halacha, El Lashum Moshel, we only meant to give an example, but it's not La Halacha. Al Kain, Anu Tzrichim Lataritz Kain, Al Korchim rather, Anu Tzrichim Lataritz Kain, Be'ef Shabin Yanachel Afin, no other way to get out of here. You have to come back and say, as Dochik it is, the Rambam didn't mean it. What he wrote in Hilchos Mamrim, he did not mean halacha l'maisa b'sar chayav. In cholov is only is the raisa. He didn't mean that. He just gave an example and so on. The Lechem Mishnah also addresses in Hilchos Mamrim also suras. Perek dalav. What did it say? Halav adalav. Perek tes halav adalav. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim also suras also brings the stira. Okay, but here if you don't have it in front of you on the sheet, if you have the Rambam, look it up or look it up really. Here he gives an interesting, a different teretz. Okay, it's good to kind of hear it. He says, well, I mean, again, it's also a bit of a fetch because it doesn't exactly fit in with the words the way it's presented by us. Okay. Where is the paragraph break, so to speak, in the Rambam? So we usually assume, well, what it says, halacha aleph, halacha beis, you know, so we assume. But apparently it's not always as clear as it appears, even in the Frankel edition. We looked in, and we'll come back in a second, but there's an edition of the Rambam by Rav Kafach. Did you mention that page? Rav Kafach. Rav Kafach was a great Taimani, a great Yemenite halacha. And he passed away, I don't know, 10 years ago? 15 years, half of the year, so he died. But anyway, so he was a great Talmud Chacham from the Yosef Kapach, and he put out scholarly editions of many of the works of Rishon, the Rambam, and others, which he translated. He spoke Arabic. He grew up in Yemen. And he spoke, well, that was his native language. I think I mentioned that the original translations of some of the works of the Rambam from Arabic to Hebrew were written by members of the Ibn Timon family in the time of Rishonim. And one of the places, I think Shmuel Ibn Tim writes that, you know, he hopes he's translated Rambam correctly because, you know, he's not that fluent in the Arabic, and, you know. And for a long time, everybody assumed that that was just being modest, you know. But then Rav Kafach pointed out, no, he wasn't being modest. He was being honest. He's missing a few things. And Rav Kafach knew that was his spoken language. That's the language he grew up with, the Arabic. So he retranslated, and the Sefer Kuzari, the Levi, put out a scholarly edition, many, so very, very productive. Very fruitful, productive for the life of Kafach. So, anyway, so he put out, I have it at home in 24 volumes, an edition of the Rambam, with his Ha'aretz on the bottom, just the Rambam, with his Ha'aretz on the bottom. It doesn't look like this Rambam. It doesn't have all the notes that came up. Just has the Rambam and his commentary on the bottom. So, anyway, one of the things is that sometimes he has a different break where the Halacha A and Halacha Aleph and the Halacha Beis begins. You know, based on whatever manuscripts and sources he was consulting. And anyway, I'll come back to Kafa because he did discuss this issue too. I'll end with that. But here, what the Lecha Mishnah writes, Lecha Mishnah not in Hilchos Marmot by us, the Lecha Mishnah here in Machon Asuras in Perek Tes, the Lecha Mishnah says that when the Rambam, Halacha Dalet begins with the word, V'chein B'sar Chayim. Okay, V'chein B'sar Chayim. Okay, he says that's really going back on what it said in Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel said that Ain Osim and Atar Abisar Behemet Tahora Bechala Behemet Tahora and so on. Shemar Losvach Bechevel Yemo. And then it says Bechem Bisar Chaya. Likewise Bisar Chaya. That's the way to resolve the steer, because according to that, the Rambam is Taka Paskening. Not like everybody we saw till now. Not like the Kesef Mishnah or Baz. That really the Rambam holds Bisar Chaya is Drabbanan. And what he says in Machos in the Chos Manram is just a mushroom of the top of the Halacha L'maisa. Lecha Mishnah, at least according to this teretz here, and the Machos Asuras, entertains the possibility that maybe it matters where you put the period, where you make the Kalacha break. Maybe the words Bechein Bisar Chaya go back on what was said on Halacha Gimel. So Bisar Chaya, Becholav is awesome in Torah, according to the Rambam. Okay, just like Psar Behemet Torah. Okay, and, you know, the question is, the Rambam should have, like a Mishnah acknowledged, he should have said earlier, at the beginning of Halacha Gimel, if that was the case, he should say, Ain awesome in Torah, Psar Behemet Torah, Becholav, the Ub, so why didn't he say it back there? Why did he wait till after the whole Halacha and write Behem, Psar, Chaya? He should have said it at the very beginning, Behem and Chaya, put it together. Okay, but all right, it's because the Lecha Mishnah suggests it's because that's not the mashmos of the pasuk. The simple reading of the pasuk, also mashal gedi, is talking about only gedi. These are behemah and not chayim. So therefore, the Rambam didn't put it that way, and the rest is the piyush shmur. All right, so if you're right, behem tzar chayim, that's a part of halacha gimel. Okay, then halacha with dalet would start the oath. Bein b'chol chayim, bein b'chol chayim, and also b'chol chayim Torah rather than drop on. So where you put the period, so the commissioner proposes that you don't read b'chein b'sar chayim oath. In English also, where you put the comma or period makes all the difference in the world, right? And it changes the whole meaning. So that happens here. So he proposes, Ram writes b'chein b'sar chayim, that's called period. That's going back before. Now, new sentence. Bein b'chol chayim oath is only drop on. So that's what he says. And it's interesting, it's a shtickle deer, because now I'll read further. let me read you the whole dalet, you don't have it in front, but look it up and see in the diet. V'chein b'sar chayiv, if we read it this way, tell me, listen carefully, tell me the grammatical problem. V'chein b'sar chayiv ha'ov b'ein b'chol chayiv b'ein b'chol b'heina eina os v'chim ha'torah l'fichach mutar l'vashlo u'mutar b'hano. So correct Hebrew, if you talk about chayiv and ov, it should say v'chein l'fichach mutar l'vashlom chayiv and ov. Right? Why do you say l'vashlo? So I'll tell you why, because he's only talking about ov. Right, the chayim b'sar chayim. Period. That goes back, and we'll talk halacha gimel. Us with the raisa b'chol. B'sar ov. Okay. However, ov ain't b'chol chayim. Blah blah blah. Mutul levash. It's also only been up. It's also ain't also been up Torah. It's only been up. The fichah mutul levash lo. Yeah. Yeah. So that's so good. Good question. It doesn't. Right, hold for 1 second. So anyway, but that's what the. That's what Lechem Mishnah says. However, very possibly because of your kasha, Lechem Mishnah
says,
huh?
He said that on himself.
Yeah, I'm saying Lechem Mishnah goes on and says it probably doesn't fit with anybody. Okay, that's what it seems to be from he says you can't learn it this way because it doesn't fit in with the Shitas.
Huh? Doesn't fit from Yosef.
What?
Doesn't fit from Rabbi Yosef.
Only part of it. Yes, he's split it. What are you saying?
Where did two understandings of the Gemara understand the Nachamina Rabbi Yosef?
What do you mean
two understandings? Oh, but at the same time, Oph is Derabbanan, so that's not exactly. A Shita.
He holds Oph is all the way in Mutter. Right. Not going to be fully Yosef, the Yosef says Oph is Mutter and God, right, even Derabbanan. Right. So anyway, so that's what Lechem Mishnah says, you can't really say that way. It's clever, okay, it's a clever teretz, and it's a deal in the word Levash Long. Okay, instead of Lashlo, but at the end of the day, he says you can't answer that because it doesn't really, you know. Again, the Rambam Paskins compared to Paskins that it's like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, especially since remember the Rambam also said Gedi, according to that Gemara about Gedi, right, three times Chad Lafuke Behemetayim, Tayya Chad Lafuke Chayer, Chad Lafuke Elf. So that's how the Gemara says it, and it doesn't look like he's going like an Ishita, and so on. All right. Anyway, so therefore he said, comes back to what he said before, that the Rambam and Hilchos Mamre was an example by Bal Tigra and Bal Tosef, but it doesn't mean halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa agrees like Rabbi Akiva, okay? And what he says a little more longish is, yeah. That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Right. So Lechem Mishnah says that he would say that even Rabbi Akiva would agree. In other words, if that's what you're saying. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Because you have three different things for Lashon Hashanah. Yes. But he says that even Rabbi Akiva, if there would only be one pasuk, Lashon Hashanah Gedi, okay, if there would only be one pasuk of Lashon Hashanah Gedi, so then even Rabbi Akiva would agree, okay, that we would, what are you going to exclude? What are you more likely to exclude? For the word Gedi. Chai or Oath? I'm more likely to suit Oath, right? I mean, that's Gedi, you can crash, okay, it's an animal. Alright, domesticated animal versus non-domesticated animal. Very often we say Chai v'chal behema behema chachai, right? I mean, that comes up in other areas. So, if you're figuring out one thing to exclude, if you only have one nafkamin, one exclusion, so that's what the commission is saying. You would tend to exclude Oath as being only Drabbanan and not Dorais, and if you only had the one puzzle. All right, so therefore, when the Rambam is extrapolating as to how to deal with that pasuk, like I was saying to you before, so then he gives that example because theoretically, if it wouldn't be for the other, maybe that's what you were saying. If it wouldn't be for the three times the limud and so on and so forth, then you would talk only exclude Oph, and you wouldn't exclude Chai. That's what the Rambam is basing himself on Hilchos Mamre. You follow? In other words, the Rambam is saying if you just had the Rambam there doesn't deal with Hilchos Mamre. In fact, it's three times also Vashem Gedin, each one excludes something else, right? He just says there's a pasuk. What's the lashon there? You look back in the source, what's the number there? 42 or whatever. He just says a third line. Ketzad harikasa b'torah lo svashu gedin b'chalei b'mo. He doesn't say it says it three times and each one is. He's not dealing with that issue. If you just had the pasuk lo svashu gedin, so taka, it would make more sense, and everyone would agree that what are you going to exclude out of gedin? You're going to exclude oaf, more likely to exclude chayah. So he said that's what the Rambam deals with over there. All right, then if the Bezin would come and say that there's also a school that'll be Baal Tigra. So that's the muscle that he gives. All right, so that's a lechemish. It's not a lumpish thing, even though at the end he says it's not the halacha. The halacha is we do have three different limudim laws of Ashra Gadi, right? And therefore each one excludes Psar, according to Makiva, one excludes Psar Behemoth Tomei, one excludes Psar Chai, one excludes Psar Ol. Okay, so but in Hilchos Mamre, he's not going into all of that. It's only because we have these extra drushes that we're dealing with when we're dealing halacha lemaisa about Pasuk Chol. So good, we have all these drushes and now you apply accordingly. However, according to just had the puzzle of Rosh Hashanah, so it makes sense to exclude Ol and not Chaya. Forget about Halacha Lamaisa. Just again, I keep trying to stress. It goes back to your question before. The Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim is dealing with how we expound on a pasuk, right? How the Rabbanon approach a pasuk. That's what he's dealing with there, Hilchos Mamrim. And he's not worried about Halacha Lamaisa. That's the Lechem Mishnah. Okay. One other thing. You see that everybody. Whenever you have many terutzim to the kasha, it means that all of them are a little bit, not necessarily all of them are so satisfactory, otherwise you would need somebody giving terutzim. The Radvaz, I mentioned to you in the past, that one of the volumes of the Tshuvas HaRadvaz is called Shal Tshuvas HaTzchelek Hei. It's the Lashonos HaRambam. All the shilas that people ask the Radvaz to explain things in the Rambam, many of them are collected in that one volume. All the Tshuvas in that one volume of the Tshuvas HaRadvaz are about things that seem to be a problem in the Rambam. So the Chelak Hay, Simon Tess, overall it's Simon Elef Shin Pei Beis. Okay, a lot of Jews in the Rabbad. So the Rabbad, someone asked him the same question, right? What have we ever steer in the Rabbah? Okay. And he says, a totally different answer here. I mean, I don't really know, talk to the academics, but look what the Rabbad says in the Tshuva here. Alright? Ulainyan Masha Shalba, 47 in the street. I examined, says the Radvaz, the accurate texts. Again, the Radvaz, we have that elsewhere also. The Radvaz sometimes looked at old texts and some manuscript. I investigated the text. The Sefer Shehuga of the Sefer Shel Harav, okay, and there was one which the Rambam himself signed off on. It's called they refer to today the Sefer Hamuga, member of Gimel Hay. The Rambam himself was. You can get. I don't know if it's on everything now. What's it called? Afikan. Ofek. Machon Ofek is something that they put out. The Rambam. Called the Sefer HaMuga, this is the Rambam signed off on it, so that's correct. And sometimes it deals with stiras that we have, but maybe it wasn't a stira. So that's what the Rabbaz says here. He says, we take a look at Hilchos Mamrim, we have the text in Hilchos Mamrim that Keitzad, Hari Kosmatos, Hashem Lechava Mabiash, Nipiashmu Lomdo, Shazeh, Hakosu Osso, Lavash, Alechom, Sar, Bosso, Bechalom, Bain, Bissar, Behema, Bain, Bissar, Chaya. Which is what got off this whole, started off this whole problem. It's links Behemoth and Chaya, and we said only Behemoth is the rice and Chaya is the Ramona. That's what created this whole problem. Guess what? Says the Radbaz, this other safer, which he says the more authentic version of the Rambam, the Lashon is Bein Bisar Hashor, Bein Bisar Haseh. A different thing. Let's remember things were copied over by hand. It's hard for us to imagine today. But, it used to be manuscripts, everything by definition of a manuscript is written by hand, right? So people copy things over, and sometimes, this letter looked like that letter, and, things get mixed up. So, today, it's when things are typed, it's harder to, I guess, you can make typos today also, right? Especially, I thought it'd get better when you have the autocorrect. Now the autocorrect sometimes makes it worse, especially when I put a Hebrew word in. If they tell you what it's something you're using, I forgot what it was. I was typing a transliteration of Hebrew word. I think I forgot what it was. But it came out something totally different. So sometimes there can be mistakes, human error, or copyist errors, and so on and so forth. So that's what the Radvaz says here, is what happened. The language was not Bein Bisar Chai, Bein Bisar Ol, but rather Bein Bisar Shor, Bein Bisar Seh. Okay? I'm sorry, not it was not Bein Bisar Chai, Bein Bisar Chai, but rather Bein Bisar Shor, Bein Bisar Seh. Well, if you say it like that, but then there's nothing to talk about to begin with. The whole kasha falls away. Okay. Ultimately, the Rambam therefore paskins that like a Rikita, Psar Chayav, Enam in the Torah. All right. And we don't say here, Chai v'chal behema, usually built up before Shemit Torah. People make a mistake, etc., etc. Anyway, so that's what he says. It's not what we thought, and therefore the whole question doesn't get off the ground according to this. Okay? The truth of the matter is, it's a very nice teretz, and I'm glad that Rabbah has found it. The problem is, that's not the girsa that we have. Okay? Not only is not the girsa that we have, but if you take a look in the Franco Rabbah, which many of you have, he does it. He does acknowledge. I'm going to find it now. Yeah, the Shimon Ischos here. Just a second. I'll look it up in the back. Yeah, the back of the Franco Rambam is called Yalkut Shimon Ischos. We also check various manuscripts and so on. Obviously, much later than the Rambam's. So I'm just find it here in Karaktes Halacha Dalid. Yeah. He quotes Miksav Yad, again, he has different Miksav Yad. It says, Achein B'sar Chaya, that first of all, he acknowledges what the Lecha Mishnah said. The Lecha Mishnah didn't make up this notion that the words Achein B'sar Chaya belonged in Halacha Gimel. Frankel points out in the back that the certain Miksav Yad, Hatevos Achein B'sar Chaya, Heim Sof Halacha Dele'el. That's the end of Halacha Gimel, like the Lecha Mishnah said. So there was such a different text. Okay, and he quotes Lecha Mishnah, so on the way. And also, then he has this other thing that it's not Psar Chaya, but he quotes this Radvaz. All right, so there may have been different manuscripts. Anyway, that's the Teretz of the Radvaz, in which case the question doesn't get off the ground. All right. Just to finish this up, some Sofer deals with this. I'll have to look at some Sofer. Some Sofer deals with this in two places. Once in the Chuvas, Helek Yerdeh, Simon Ayin Gimel, okay, he writes in 48, Ayin Ram, Hilchos Mamrim, Barak Bez, Alcha Tes, Shomar Osho, Dil Machachai, Ogra, Baltimur, and so on and so forth, that he had the same Kasha, that he had a Ihu Gufay, Posek, on him, Sar Chai, Alcha, Kama Of, Al Abdo, right, so Anil, and his Daiti, Hine, Yeh, Shchilek, Velosh, and Akro, Ben Chai, Al Of, he must scone his shas, to Losh, and Gedi, Sovel, Nami, Chaya, Elami, Tura, Matin, Gedi, Velo, Chaya, Of, Na'afoch, she'ain gedi v'lo chalav, m'sovel basar of klav. L'vandar b'sar of namios v'chalav makadan yitur gimelos v'ashal. He says, in other words, it goes back to what we said before, some sofer elaborates on this chidushim. The shubas is less clear. But in the put the two things together, some sofer saying, again, like we said before, you have to go back to the original pasuk. Lo suvashal gedi, okay, lo suvashal gedi, so it's not a jump. It's not a jump to say that we're b'mayit of, okay? B'mayit of gedi can include chayah, okay? It's only because you have the extra psukim, the extra drushes, that it knocks out the chayah as well, okay? Based on those extra psukim, but by itself it wouldn't necessarily knock it out, and that's what the one could argue that what the Chassam Sofer calls here Pashtus Dikra, that's the language. According to Pashtus Dikra, the Rambam is right in Hilchos Mamrim. Pashtus Dikra, the Gedi is included, it includes animal, Chaya and Behema, as opposed to Ovah. And again, he elaborates on a further Shedushim of Kuvdal, again, raises the same Kasha here in Chulin, and basically says the Rambam meant that Hilchos Mamrim is in terms of understanding Pashtus Dikra. Okay? I just want to point out, to finish us up with this, the last source, in Sefer Achinah, okay, in Mitzvah Tov Nun Dalim, Sefer Achinah writes, the Mitzvah Baal Tosin, Shenimnanu Shalom Lahosik Batarsh Masav Lotu Lashatarsh Mapat, right? He says, the Mitzvah Baal Tosin, that's the Pasuk, he quotes there, the Pasuk in Re'eh, Lo Seisav Alav, Lo So Seisav Alav, Ketzer Hayat Tosefas, Kosav Rambam, he quotes this Rambam, Milchus Mamun, of all things. Okay, so I don't know if that means Sefer Achinah holds Halacha Lamaisa. Did he also mean it just an example? It's just striking. I don't know. Sefer Achinah is just interesting. Quotes the Rambam as an example of Baal Tosef. And I make a point to you, maybe he didn't have a better example. Sefer Achinah couldn't think of a better example either. You know, the worthwhile example. Okay? The Minchas Chinah, there in Os Aleph, says don't get excited. The Sefer Achinah didn't mean this Halacha either. Okay, it's just to give you an example and, it follows the Rambam. It doesn't mean it, Halacha Lamaisa. And if you look at the last page, we'll finish up with this. Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, okay, that's Yisra Basu Chol. Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, when he speaks about Beginning HaMitzvah, okay, there he says, She'ein Yisra Basu Chol Min HaTorah El B'sar Behema Torah. Okay? Behema Torah, I should say. Aval, lo behema Torah, lo b'chayah fil Torah, lo b'olah, the HaChinuch is saying, it's clear from Sefer HaChinuch, that Basim, according to him also, Basim Sarchai Ve'ov is not included, and that's the story of Halacha. I'll just end, having mentioned Rav Kapha, so you don't have it in front of you, but I'll say it outside. Rav Kapha has a very interesting point, okay, and I, you know, you can take it or leave it. Rav Kapha in his Ha'aris to the Rambam here in Hilchos Machos Asuras, for 10th Halacha. Okay, the Rav Kapha writes that, in fact, the Rambam originally Paskin like a Biosaglivi. The Rambam of Kafa posits that in his youth, you know, and it's such a thing with people, Mishra Rishon, Mishra Chona, sometimes people change their mind. Okay, La Halacha. In terms of temporary Paskin and at all time. Rav Kafa suggests, without all the fancy things of changing gears and everything else, he says the Rambam originally held that it was Paskin like a Biosaglivi, that Psarchaya is with the Raisa also. Okay? And as far as what about the rule of Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro? So he doesn't, he could go with, well, there's that phantom sheet in the Mishnah, but then that wouldn't help him here. Okay, he wants to insist, or Kafach does, that no, there's not necessarily, according to Rambam, there's no phantom like the rift, there's no missing sheet, there's no Chachamim, it's just Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro. So how answer Kafach on himself? How in the world would he think of Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Glili, even in his youth? In his youth, he was aware of the principle of Halacha Rabbi Akiva and Chavero. So he points again to the end of the sugya. Remember, it said, remember the story there? Levi went, Kuf Tes Zayin Lebe, Amin Aleph, the bottom of the page. Levi Ikla Lebe Yosef Rishba. He went to the house of his Yosef Rishba, he was a bird catcher, whatever, hunter. I saw the coloration of peace with Halva, the word was peacock with milk. But also, I mean, he also came to Rebbe. Okay, Rebbe asked him, why don't you object, and so on. Am I low to Tashmatina when you put the mukher, whatever? Amarle, this was his answer. We glossed over when we read it last time. Now I'm the diet, says Rakafa. Asrei the Behuda ben Beseirahu. This was the city of Behuda ben Beseirahu. That's where it was happening. Bamina, I thought to myself, Dorish Lahu could be a Saglili. The Yehudim Misera, who was the, you know, the Mar, the Asra of that town, Paskins, like Yosef Glili, Doma Yotzov, Shein Ochelim Ein, that since Yotzov, the Oath, there's no concept of Chalei Gimel, so therefore it's Mutter altogether, even though I'm born, it's Mutter, and that's what I thought. So it says of Kafa, one second, according to this Gemara, there is another Tana who holds like Yosef Glili, namely, Yehudim Misera. Right? And that's what the lady said. I thought this was a Tana of Misera. I saw the Yudim Misera, Paskin Yosef Glili, that Psarot is Mutter, even the Rabban is completely Mutter. And therefore I didn't object to anything. I didn't eat it. He didn't think I had a Paskin on it, but I didn't raise any objection. I thought they ate it. And that's it. So says of Kafak 1 second. So now it's not a Lachon Kavikiva Mechaveiro. Okay? It's Chaveiro. It's two Tana of Yosef Glili and the Yudim Misera. Mamela, the Rabban originally thought we talked about Paskin Yosef Glili. Based perhaps on that story, the Beauty of Messiah, I'd like that also. Levi didn't hold that way. So that's a Kafa's suggestion. When the Rambam was the younger, so to speak, he paskined that way, originally. However, later on, he changed his mind. Rambam changed his mind. Or Kafa conjectures, why did he change his mind? Maybe Dafka, because it doesn't say in the Gemara expressly the Beauty of Messiah held like Yosef Glili. It says that Levi didn't want to make a fuss, right? Rebbe, yes, Levi, why did you make a fuss? What do you mean? They're eating Psar Ofer Chol. What's going on? Why did you make a fuss? See, I thought maybe Rebbe Yosef passed it. It was his conjecture. It was his thought. It doesn't mean we don't have any raya that said Rebbe Yosef Taka held that way. Levi thought it was a possibility. Okay? And therefore the Rambam originally said like that, but maybe he changed his mind later on. And Kavach actually brings a raya, because the Rambam, in his Hakdama to the Perish HaMishnah, I guess I should have printed. Okay, you take a look at the Rambam, the Hakdama to the Perish HaMishnayos, when he speaks about different development of Torah Shabbat, the Rabbanon, and so on. His lashon is okay. The Ein Aser Min HaTorah Ela Basar Behema Vechaya. There, Taka, okay, in the original version of the Rambam's Kafa, I'm going to take his word for it, check the manuscript. The original versions of the Rambam's Akdama to the Perishon Mishnah, Taka loved Chaya with Behema. Then later on, the later version that we have, and by the way, you can take a look, there is a Rav Kafa version of the three volumes of Perishon Mishnah and Rambam. Perishon Mishnah and Rambam is printed in the back of most of the sentences, right at the end of the Gemara, sometimes the end of the Rosh, right, you can read it there, and many editions of the Mishnah is printed on the page. But Rav Kafa, the same Rav Kafa, put out a scholarly edition, whatever, critical edition, three volumes, most of Cook published, it's available, they probably have it, the regular base writers have it. Okay, and there he said the including the parish Mishnah, the Hakdama to the parish Mishnayos, where again he goes to the history of Torah Shabbat and so on. And there he said the Rambam initially had the word Chaya, and later on the Rambam was mochek the word Chaya because he changed his mind to Takara Pasim like a Yakiva. All right, and he mentioned other places where okay, but the Lamaisa he says therefore what the Rambam left in Hilchus Mamrim was his original thought. And why would he do that? Because again, it happened to work out as an example. He doesn't mean it Allah Khalamaisa. What he means Allah Khalamaisa was what he correctly put in Hilchus Machalos Asuris. But Hilchus Mamrim is just giving an example, so he left it the way he originally thought was the was talking the case. And it's very interesting, take a look in Hilchus Eidus. Okay? In Hilchus Eidus. Well, this will finish. Alright? Perek Yud of Hilchus Eidus Halacha Gimel, the regular Rambam. That's what this will finish. Omer Aveir Shechav Alamuk Van Torah Harei Zeh Pasim Van Torah. We discussed at the very beginning of the year. We asked, well, what's the difference whether the Eis of the Rabbanon? The answer could be a difference for Malchus and so on, and label Marosh or whatever. So the Rambam says there in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, Omer Aveir Shechayom An Alei Malchus Min HaTorah Zeh Pasim Van Torah. Fine. And so on. But look what he says on the Darbana level, the third line. Etc. He only mentions as an example of violating the Darbanan. He says psar of the same psar of chaya. Right. So there they did. Now I thought it was a very good ride until I realized at the beginning when he mentioned Doraisa. He only mentioned Behemoth, he didn't say Chaya there either. So I'm not sure if it's any Dirk or not, but it's a possible Dirk. In any event, be that as it may, Lemaisa, we have different ways to resolve the steer of the Rambam. Lahalacha, we paskin Bosser, Chaya, or Sarov, the Cholov is only Darbanan, and we paskin it's Mutter, Bishal Hana, even though we saw it, not everybody necessarily agreed. And there's Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the fish, and, Sardogim, Sarhagam, I don't think Sargam is that common to Sardogim, especially for Sfardim, the issue of whether Sfardi to this day is permitted to have tuna melt, let's say, cheese and tuna together, or cream cheese and lox. That's what's discussed with Shem tomorrow. Okay, have a good day.